This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
There's a drive to center field deep by Mancini. Jackie back looking up, and this ball is gone into the bleachers.
3-1 from Kastner coming, drilled to left center by Mancini. This ball taking off. This ball is gone. His second home run in as many at-bats. The Baltimore Orioles have a 4-0 lead on the Red Sox today.
Recapping the Red Sox loss against the Orioles.
Here's the pitch, and he swings and grounds a diving stab by the first baseman, and underhand to first in time, Davis to Givens, and the Orioles have shot out the Red Sox 5-0. And the Red Sox strand Mookie at third. They are shot out for the first time in 81 games, and they drop the series to the lowly Orioles 2-1.
Dial 617-779-7937. Now, Red Sox Review on WEEI.
All right, well, away we go. A tough one for your Red Sox. 5-0 to the Baltimore Orioles. You lost 2 of 3 to the Baltimore Orioles. A guy by the name of Asher Wojciechowski had a no-hit bid going into, what, the eighth inning of this game, or seventh inning, I should say. Rafael Devers able to break that thing up. My God, one hit for the Red Sox in this game. This Wojciechowski guy had a lifetime ERA closer to 7 than 6 coming into this one. He's a 30-year-old that's played on 8 different Major League teams, and he goes out there and he one-hits the Red Sox today. Unbelievable. 617-779-7937 is your number. Brian Barrett with you for about the next 2 hours and 45 minutes or so. Unbelievable. Unbelievable to see what happened to the Red Sox this weekend. Just what an absolute dumpster fire this weekend ended up being. You thought after yesterday, okay, of the big game. But also in yesterday's game, Porcello wasn't good. Today, Kastner wasn't good. On Friday night, David Price wasn't good. And then today, the lineup didn't show up. And I can't really put too much blame on the lineup in general because they've been carrying this Red Sox team all season long. And Wojciechowski, for whatever reason, he had the best stuff of his career today. It's not like this was just a fluky thing where the Red Sox couldn't hit the baseball for one day. Wojciechowski actually went out there and he was dealing. His slider was phenomenal, had a nice fastball going, was locating his pitches, unlike the guys in the Red Sox rotation in this series. But just think about where you're at. We were talking about this 14-game stretch coming up where you're getting ready for the Yankees and you're getting ready for the Rays tomorrow. And you're getting ready for another series against the Rays after the Yankees, then another series against the Yankees. And how that was the most important stretch for the Red Sox this season. And they needed to take care of business against the Blue Jays and against the Orioles. And they did for the most part against the Blue Jays. They took 3 of 4 in that series, despite the ugly loss on Tuesday night. They did take 3 of 4 in the series. You would have liked to sweep, but you'll settle for 3 of 4. And then you figure against the Baltimore Orioles, coming into this series, the worst team from a record perspective in all of Major League Baseball. You figure to yourself, okay, this is the opportunity where the Red Sox got to sweep this series. They have to sweep this series. You get off on the wrong foot on Friday night because David Price goes out there and he decides to lay an egg. After all the controversy that has been surrounding him this week, you would have thought at least go out there and perform on the mound, but he couldn't even do that. And then on Saturday, yeah, you get a win, but you didn't feel great about that win on Saturday because Rick Porcello was so bad in that game yesterday that you couldn't really feel great about that game. Yeah, it's nice to see Jackie Bradley Jr. hit a pair of home runs. Like, that was nice to see. But again, it was against a Baltimore Orioles team that does not have a good pitching staff whatsoever. So how much can you really put into that? And then today, the lineup just couldn't hit at all. And again, Andrew Kastner goes out there for the second time in a Red Sox uniform, and he doesn't perform. And I'm starting to think about this from John Henry's perspective. If you're John Henry at this point, and Dave Dombrowski comes to you and says, hey, I want to make another move to help this team. I want to make another move that I think can help the bullpen. Do you trust him right now? Do you trust Dave Dombrowski to make that right move? Because I understand last year, he made some moves that clearly helped this team in the postseason. Nathan Eovaldi, Steve Pierce, right? Those moves worked last year. But when you look at the recent track record this season for Dave Dombrowski, what are the moves that he can point to and say, hey, this has really worked out for us. This has really worked out for us this season so far. Because I look at it, if I'm John Henry, I'm like, no, listen, we are way behind in the division. We just lost another game today in the wild card race. I'm not trusting you to go out and get a reliever, okay? I don't want to go over that luxury tax threshold, if you will, for another reliever. What is that reliever going to do for us? We should have enough here. If I'm John Henry, I've put enough money into this team. You told me I should trust you with these guys that you're bringing in. I should trust you with the $23 million you handed out to Nate Eovaldi and Steve Pearce. Because I'm looking at it, I've got nothing out of Nathan Eovaldi if I'm John Henry. Steve Pearce is injured again, and he wasn't performing when he was actually with the team. And the most recent move that Dave Dombrowski made was he went out and got Andrew Kashner. And today he was terrible, lit up for 4 earned runs. And the start before that, he was lit up for 5 earned runs. So if you're John Henry, do you really trust that Dave Dombrowski is going to make the proper moves that put this team over the top? Because every move he's made since they won the World Series has not been good for this Red Sox team. I guess the one exception would be the Bogarts deal, but even the Bogarts deal, remember, that's something where Bogarts went to the front office and asked for a contract extension. So even that one, you can't give him too much credit for. Chris Sale, $145 million, that doesn't look great right now, and he hasn't even started that extension. I get he pitched well the other day, but he has not had a good season. Steve Pearce, non-factor. Nathan Eovaldi, non-factor. We'll see what he can do out of the bullpen. So if I'm John Henry, I would just tell Dave Dombrowski, hey, make it work with what you have. Because it'd be one thing if we were neck and neck with the Yankees right now and you thought, okay, this is one piece that can give us an advantage over the Yankees. But is one bullpen piece really going to be the difference for this Red Sox team? I don't see it. I don't see it. So if I'm John Henry, I wouldn't allow Dave Dombrowski to make a move at this particular point in time. See what you have with the bullpen now. We've been hearing about Nathan Eovaldi. He's going to be, they won't say closer, but he's going to be in a bullpen role. See what you have with Nathan Eovaldi. Matt Barnes now doesn't have to carry the workload that he did earlier on in the season. You don't have to overwork him. Brandon Workman has been great out of the bullpen. Hernandez showed some things his last couple of outings. Let's see what he does against an actual good team, although he looked good again last night after looking good against the Blue Jays as well on Thursday. So let's see what you have out of those guys in the bullpen. I'm not giving up prospects, and I'm not paying more money to bring in a contract at this particular point in time to try to help a team that looks like it's going nowhere. Because every time you feel as if this team turns a corner, something like this crap happens over the weekend, right? Something like this happens. It was last weekend. It was Erod. 7 innings, 10 strikeouts. Here we go. You have Price going on Sunday, Sale going on Saturday. You're going to take 2 of 3 from the best team in Major League Baseball at the time, the Los Angeles Dodgers, from a record perspective. Nope. Chris Sale lays an egg on Saturday. David Price does not pitch particularly well on Sunday. Same thing heading into this weekend, right? You figure, all right, at least you saw something from Chris Sale in his start on Thursday where he looked like the old Chris Sale again. And then what does this team do? What does this team do after Chris Sale pitches well? They go to Baltimore, and the rest of the pitching staff just stinks. Porcello, awful. Price, awful. Kashner, awful. And then today, the lineup doesn't show up. So every time you want to buy into this team, something like this happens. That's why, from my perspective, I'm just not going to be one of these people anymore that gets super excited when the Red Sox do something well. When they have a nice game like they did last night and everybody's hitting, and again, they had a position player in the game in Wilkerson pitching yesterday. So I'm not going to get super excited about any developments with the Red Sox until they actually play well for like 3 weeks against decent competition. Now, if they play well in this 14-game stretch against the Rays, who won today, but they've been struggling, and the Yankees, who are phenomenal right now, and I understand, believe they just lost, ended up losing their game to the Rockies, but nonetheless, the Yankees have been rolling all season long. If you play well during this stretch, maybe I'll buy back into the team. But at this particular point in time, I can't buy into anything the Red Sox are doing right now. It's great. They have an all-world offense. We can all acknowledge it. Coming into today, first in runs, first in on-base percentage, first in OPS, all that stuff is great. But where is it showing up in terms of the results? It's not. It's great they're putting up crooked numbers all the time, but it's not showing up because what's happened to this team is it's not just the bullpen anymore. The starting rotation, which was supposed to be the strength of this team coming into the season, has turned into a liability. That's where we're at right now. The starting rotation has turned into a liability. And I'll ask you this at 617-779-7937. How many of the guys in the rotation right now do you trust every fifth day? Do you feel like, all right, when he goes out to the mound, I feel good about that situation? Chris Sale, David Price, Erod, Andrew Kashner. Which one of those guys right now do you feel good about when they go out to the mound every fifth day? Because they've all had their hiccups this season. The most consistent guy has been David Price, but now he's hit a rough patch for really the first time all season long. And again, with David Price, it's not just what's going on on the field right now. It's what's going on off the field with this Dennis Eckersley thing coming up again, to the point where, will this be a distraction for David Price going forward? Because you can tell me that that had nothing to do with the poor outing the other day, and maybe it didn't, but you can't tell me the narrative doesn't play out that way. Right after David Price gets in a controversy, he goes out there and has his worst game in months. I get it, at the beginning of the season, everybody struggled, but this is his worst outing really since that Rangers game where he couldn't get out of the first inning. You're going to tell me the two things aren't connected, that that doesn't weigh into David Price's thinking whatsoever, especially considering the past that David Price has had where he struggled when he's dealing with adverse situations? I get it. He performed well in four postseason games last year. Okay, I understand that. But all in all, David Price, when he has faced pressure throughout his career, has not been very impressive. All right, if you want to hop on board, what do you make of your Red Sox dropping 2 of 3 to the Baltimore Orioles? 617-779-7937 is your number. Brian Barrett with you for the next 2.5 hours or so. We'll get you trending in just a second here.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
2-2, and he chased the pitch in the dirt. Strike 3, another breaking ball picked up by the catcher. Severino throws him out. There's 10 strikeouts for Wojciechowski.
Oh, man. Asher Wojciechowski. You heard Joe Castiglione on the call right there on the Shaw's and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Asher Wojciechowski decided to have his career day against your Boston Red Sox. And this isn't anything negative about Wojciechowski. Like, this guy has had not a great career at all. In fact, he's got an ERA of like 6.50 in his career. He's played for 8 teams in 10 years. He's not a good pitcher. But I'm not saying today he wasn't great. That guy was absolutely dominant. The slider was working. He was locating his fastball, something that the Red Sox pitchers would maybe like to do going forward, like David Price and like Andrew Kashner today and like Rick Porcello. And maybe Rick Porcello would like to get up into the 90s more consistently with his fastball. But nonetheless, this dude had an unbelievable performance today, did Wojciechowski. Nobody had ever heard of him before today. You figured to yourself, after what happened last night, this team was going to put up another 10 spot based on this guy pitching today. 60% of the contact he gives up are fly balls. So this is a guy that you thought the Red Sox are going to beat up today after the way they swung the bats yesterday. But no, 5 out of the first 6 batters, he strikes out. Unbelievable. And this is the thing that concerns you about the Red Sox, is as great as their offense is, this happens in this game. How does it happen today on a Sunday when you're getting ready for the biggest stretch of your season? You just come out and completely lay an egg. Unbelievable to me. Brian Barrett with you for the next 2.5 hours or so. 617-779-7937. Let's get to David in Maryland. What's up, David?
Good afternoon. How you doing, Brian?
Good, good.
Just want to talk to you about the Asher Wojciechowski. This guy pitched a wonderful game today. And I don't know what it is. You know, everybody thinks the Orioles, I mean, they are a terrible team, don't get me wrong. But I think everybody thinks, well, it's an automatic win when they play the Orioles. They're so terrible. But that's why it's called baseball for, Brian. You know what I mean? Anybody's capable of beating anybody on any given day. You know, and, you know, good teams beat bad teams beat good teams.
Yeah, one time though, David, but you can't lose 2 of 3 to the Orioles if you're the Red Sox. I get it, you have one bad day. If you had this day today, but if you won on Friday, it would have been fine. But you can't drop 2 of 3 to the Orioles if you're the Red Sox. I mean, it's just unacceptable. This is the worst team in the American League. They're 31-67. No, that can't happen.
Now, wait a minute. The worst team in the league. Have you looked at the record lately? The Tigers actually got a little bit worse record than the Orioles. Haven't you even looked at that lately, have you?
Well,
the Tigers got a slightly worse winning percentage. Go and look it up. I'm telling you the truth.
No, they don't. The Tigers are 30-65. They both have a 3.16 winning percentage. Okay, so they're tied for the worst team in the league. I mean, what's the difference? They both suck.
I mean, yeah, you're right. You know, but I mean, why is it, you know, everybody automatically thinks just because you're playing a bad team that you're going to win all the time? I mean, like I say, this ain't football.
David, what I'm saying is, if you drop one game and Wojciechowski has this outing that he had today, okay, you can understand that because the pitcher was tremendous. But the point is, the Red Sox can't drop 2 of 3 in the series to the Baltimore Orioles. When you're fighting for a wild card spot, like the Red Sox are, they're the highest payroll team in Major League Baseball. The Red Sox can't go to Baltimore and drop 2 of 3 to the Orioles. It's unacceptable. I don't understand why that's so tough to grasp, that you can't do that.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You know, man, I am an Oriole fan. I'm glad we had the opportunity to win 2 out of 3, because I told you, I couldn't hardly believe it. But I will say one thing. I think you're all still going to win the World Series because you get to play the Rays. The Rays are struggling. And I think you're going to go down and sweep them, because, I mean, the Boston's still a great team. I mean, it's just the Orioles come out and give 100% today, and they just played hard. I mean, but that don't mean you're not going to beat the Rays or Yankees just because you couldn't beat the Orioles. Because I tell you, you know, I think the Yankees are catchable, and the Rays are struggling. So kudos to the Red Sox. I don't have no problem with the Red Sox. They're going to be just fine, and you'll probably go win another World Series this year.
Yeah, I doubt that. I doubt that. I appreciate the phone call, though. You can grab his line if you'd like. It's 617-779-7937. Does anybody think this looks like a World Series team right now? You got to be kidding me. They look absolutely atrocious in terms of a starting pitching perspective. This is like one of the teams in the NFL that has a really good defense and a terrible offense, or vice versa, right? That's what the Red Sox are right now. Now, I understand they had an off day at the plate today. You tip your hat to Wojciechowski. It's fine if you drop a game like this, if you had one on Friday, because the pitcher was so good, you weren't going to do anything with him today. The guy was great. You tip your hat to the guy. But you can't drop two of three to the Orioles. And the other component to that is this. This is like that team in the NFL, the great offense and the bad defense. And it's not just the bullpen anymore, because we spent so much damn time all season talking about how bad this Red Sox bullpen is. Well, right now, do you feel more confident in the starting rotation than the bullpen? That's a legitimate question at this point, because you're not getting any good performances out of the starting rotation from a consistency basis. Now, Erod, I guess, over the past month has been the most consistent starter. Okay, Erod strung together a couple of nice starts, and we'll see what he does tomorrow against the Rays. So you're feeling okay about Erod right now, but Price is now having his worst stretch of the season, where he just laid an egg the other day. I get it, the previous two starts weren't bad, but he only went five innings. You need more from David Price. Rick Porcello looks like a shot fighter right now. Rick Porcello is a batting practice pitcher at this particular point in time. The guy you just traded for, Andrew Kashner, has been atrocious since he came over to the Red Sox. So it's a legitimate question right now. What do you feel worse about, the bullpen or the starting rotation? It would have been a crazy question a couple of weeks ago, but at this point, it's not crazy anymore. Let's get to Philip and Mendon. What's up, Philip?
Oh, unbelievable. I'll tell you, I'm pulling my hair off. Simple solution. It's this. 14 games, Rays and Yanks. We're 3.5 to 4 games out. The two spots are open, depending.
Yep.
Trade deadline's coming up. I don't know if it's a World Series hangover, whatever. You lose to a team, like you said, 2 out of 3, 30-plus games out. Come on. Let's just go over it. J.P. Martinez, opt-out year. If they're bad by the trade deadline, you got to get something to him. Mookie Betts, he's not a Mike Trout. He's not worth $30 to $40 million. He's not playing well. One more year left. Think about it. Everything's on the board. If they do very poorly here. JBJ, same thing. Hot. He gets hot and then cools off. Great defensive ball player. Kashner, he's got to stop with the breaking ball, home run stuff. I mean, you mentioned it too, GM Dabrowski. He can't do anything anymore because John Henry, and I don't blame him. He's paying these fat cat contracts, the luxury tax. I mean, it drives me nuts. The relief pitching, come on. I mean, Evaldi's coming back, but and then Price and Eckersley. It was 2 years ago. David, you did well. That's fine. But let's, come on. You're making $30 million. Basically, you know what I would feel? I feel he wants to get out of town. In other words, if you can find a club, get something decent for him. If, again, these 14-game stretch, you're long gone hard to find. You're out of the wild card. Is you might have to pay half from $10 million, whatever, and hopefully get something back. And even Alex Cora, his philosophy, and it happened again. If you look at when we won the following years, the manager, you know, this, that, and the other thing. I'm talking that it's more frustration as a Red Sox fan all my life. Being 63 right. years old. But again, it's unacceptable. You people, it's like anything. You work any particular job, your boss expects something. But again, if you say to me, Phil, hey, listen, you're not doing your job. I'm going to say to you, listen, I got 4 more years, guaranteed contract at $20 million. I'm not too worried about it. What? And I'm sure Cora talked to Price before he went out, you know, and before he said something about Eckersley,
he did. Yeah, he did. Problems.
Oh, exactly. So again, who's running your sales out in here? Well, I think it's more frustration for the Boston fans. Plus the ticket prices. My gosh, I'd like to see something incorporated. Mr. Price, we'll pay you $30 million, but let's do it this way. If you get 20 wins, it's $20 million. If you get 5 wins, it's $5 million. I know it won't happen because this is Major League Baseball contracts.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I think from the fans' perspective, if you look at the man and woman in the stand and you talk to them, it's like, you know, come on, people. But again, I'm just out of frustration. But again, the 14 games, no question. A simple solution. If they're in it, fine. If they're way out of it, as we saw at Baltimore, it was totally embarrassing. I mean,
yeah, I agree with you, Philip, and I appreciate the phone call.
You can
grab his line if you'd like. It's 617-779-7937. A lot of stuff to take out of that. He's upset with the contracts. He's upset with the team in general. He's upset with David Price. And to his point, yeah, he did talk to Alex Cora, and Alex Cora didn't think it was going to be a problem, the whole Dennis Eckersley thing. And then David Price went absolutely nuts with the media in front of him, where he made up a story about Dennis Eckersley that his teammates didn't like him. So, yeah, he did talk to Alex Cora before that, and it made Alex Cora look pretty bad in that situation because he's saying, I know my clubhouse, nothing's going to happen, and then we all know what transpired after that. But if this team sucks in this 14-game stretch against the Rays and the Yankees, and the Rays have not been playing well. The Rays have not been playing well whatsoever. That's not a great team right now like we saw at the beginning of the season. Their offense is not very good right now. So if you're struggling against the Rays and the Yankees, what's the point of making a move? That's what I don't understand. What's the point? It would make no sense. Let's add to something that's not going to get to the place that you want it to get to. This is not a World Series team right now. They haven't shown you any consistency whatsoever. Chris Sale hasn't been consistent. Erod, okay, now he's pitching pretty well now. Porcello's been absolutely atrocious. Cashner's been awful since he came over. And David Price now, we'll see. Is this the beginning of a rough patch for David Price? Because now it's three consecutive starts where he hasn't gotten out of the fifth inning. So I wouldn't blame John Henry in the slightest if he doesn't make upgrades to this team whatsoever. They look dead right now. They look lifeless out there today. Let's get to James in Norwich. What's up, James?
Hey, good afternoon. I don't understand. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't this the Andrew Cashner who's been around forever? He used to play for the Padres.
Yeah, he played for like a million teams.
Right.
Marlins, Dodgers, Cubs, yeah.
Yeah, he's way below average pitcher, okay? And people make it sound like he can't, they went and get him, and they think that he was going to do something to help the team. I mean, are you kidding me? So he's pitching just like he normally pitches. Gives up 5 runs, 6 runs. I don't understand why they went and got him, because just for an arm, if that's the case, I mean, that's ridiculous. And I have no respect for the management at all, Dombrowski. How can you go out and get someone like that? It's just put a little, tell your fans, hey, I went out and get somebody, and he just didn't work out. Please, you're going to get something with a little bit of quality. I mean, I watched him pitch all the time in San Diego.
Yeah, no, James, the only thing is you only gave up 2 17-year-olds for the kid. You essentially, for Cashner, rather, 2 17-year-old kids, you essentially gave up nothing to get the guy. And we all can acknowledge the fact that he's given you more that you got out of the fifth spot before this. I'm not saying it's anything to be pumped up about, but remember, the fifth starter role since Nathan Eovaldi's gone down has been averaging 3.1, 3 1/3 innings per outing. So you're just trying to get somebody to eat up innings for essentially paying no price whatsoever. So I really, in principle, didn't have an issue with the Cashner deal in and of itself, but the guy's performed poorly. There's no way around that.
Well, the thing is, you give up nothing, but you got nothing. So, I mean, so it doesn't make any sense. You give up nothing to get nothing.
Right. So your problem is with the evaluation of the player in particular. That's your aggravation. I can understand that. I appreciate the call, James. Yeah, I can appreciate that. This is a guy that has bounced around Major League Baseball. He's now 32 years old. He's never really been successful. In fact, he's been a chronic underachiever in his career. He was having his best season this year, so the Red Sox took a shot on him. I really didn't have that big of an issue with the Andrew Cashner deal. I didn't. I mean, you gave up 2 17-year-old kids. You had a gaping hole in the fifth spot in your rotation. Now, we can have the conversation of why do you have a gaping hole, and that's because you paid Nathan Eovaldi $17 million, an injury-prone guy who, in his career, had a 4.21 ERA. You were depending on him, guy with 4 elbow surgeries now, to be a starter in your rotation. So we can talk about why you have that gaping hole. But the Andrew Cashner deal, in and of itself, no problem with that whatsoever. He just hasn't pitched well. That's the reality of the situation. Maybe you do want the 17-year-old kids back now. 617-779-7937, the number. Let's get to Doug in Natick. What's up, Doug?
Hey, how are you? Good morning. Good afternoon. Hey, you know what? The whole Eckersley thing and David Price thing, you know, Eck was, we all know, Chad Finn wrote that article.
Mm-hmm.
Asked them as they were leaving, about the thing, and we all know what X said, but what's wrong with this guy? What is wrong with David Price? Is he a mental midget? I don't understand why he has to go back to that. And then he has this
It's bizarre. He's got rabbit ears. The other thing I would say, Doug, to your point about David Price, don't you think if you were going to, essentially what he did was assassinate somebody's character, right? He was calling Dennis Eckersley a bad teammate because of some documentary that he obviously only saw like 5 minutes of. If you were going to do that and you were going to hold this media session to eviscerate Dennis Eckersley, don't you think you would know all the facts? Like, that's the thing that troubles me the most about this. Like, David Price can't be a stupid guy, right? You can't be that dumb. Why didn't you research more into the situation if you were going to rip him? Like, the one thing you're ripping him about, you were completely wrong about. It made no sense.
Right, and you know, the Aguado Rodriguez thing, he just said, yuck. Why did you got to go to this level for a guy like Eck who's in the Hall of Fame? Maybe Price will get in the Hall of Fame someday. Maybe he won't. But he doesn't have the capability to pitch in Boston. I mean, last year was an anomaly for him. I don't think he's got it for Boston. I mean, I don't think he wants to be here.
Yeah, no, that's fair, Doug. That's a fair point. I appreciate the phone call. That's a fair point. He may not want to be here, okay? He said that he was here for the money, and I don't have an issue with that. You want to play for the money? Play for the money. All the power to you. But there's definitely some truth to that David Price doesn't like being here. I mean, look at the guy. He's out there after they won the World Series. He wants to talk about he has the Trump card over the media, and that feels so good. Like, that's what he's thinking about after he wins a World Series. He's got rabbit ears. It's just like Kevin Durant in the NBA with rabbit ears. That's what David Price says. He has rabbit ears. Everything irritates him. Everything gets under his skin, and this was just the latest thing with David Price. Now, we all know that he has a short temper, clearly, but or things aggravate him easily, I should say. I don't know about the temper, but things aggravate David Price easily. I just can't get over the fact that he wanted to go after Dennis Eckersley, and he didn't do the proper research to attack Dennis Eckersley. His teammates were in the documentary. That's what stunned me the most. All right, the number is 617-779-7937. What do you make of your Red Sox dropping 2 of 3 to the Baltimore Orioles? Should they be sellers rather than buyers at the deadline now, considering the fact that this team looks lifeless? Brian Barrett with you for the next 2.5 hours or so right here on WEEI.
Dial 617-779-7937. Now, Red Sox Review on WEEI.
It's a tough one. I mean, of course, but we got to turn the page. We know what starts tomorrow. Just go over there and, you know, just keep going with the rhythm offensively. Don't let up, you know. It was a bad day today overall as a team, especially offensively, but we know we can hit. We know we can score, you know. It's just a matter of tomorrow. You know, we got a tough schedule coming up, and be ready for it.
It's going to happen. Once in a while, it's going to happen. You're going to run into a pitcher, and unexpectedly this time, it was Asher Wojciechowski. He of the 6.49 career ERA coveted today. It's going to happen, though. Every once in a while, some pitcher's got to throw really, really well, and the offense is going to be rendered ineffective. That's going to happen. The problem is you can't lose the game on Friday night with a guy that's making $217 million after controversial things this week that he got into with Dennis Eckersley again. After he did that, you can't lose that game on Friday night. You can say, oh, well, this happens, but it can't happen when you drop 2 of 3 to the Orioles. These type of things happen in the game of baseball. So you can lose one game to the Orioles, but you can't drop 2 of 3, especially with the guy that is your highest paid player, especially the way he performed on Friday night. You just can't lose a series in this way. And by the way, somebody points out on the text line that David Price wanted to be here because he opted into his contract. No, he opted into his contract because nobody on the open market was going to give him 4 years and $127 million, especially considering by the time he enters the final year of that contract in 2022, he's got to be 36. Nobody was giving him that contract. That's why he opted in. It had nothing to do with him loving being in Boston. It had to do with the fact that he wanted the money. Reality. That's the reality of the situation. 617-779-7937. Brian Barrett with you for the next hour or so. Let's get to, or 2 hours or so. Let's get to Spencer in Beverly. What's up, Spencer?
Hey, how are you? I got a couple points I want to make. One about Sale, another about Price, and sorry, another one about Cora. I'll go real quick.
Sure.
First of all, when you're paying Sale $145 million, you're expecting him to hold teams to a 2-1, 3-2, 4-3 score on average. Not every night, but on average.
Right.
And he's incapable of doing that right now. I was at the Dodgers game when he pitched. I sat there. I saw him in the bullpen. He does not look good to me. He just doesn't have the arm anymore. He just doesn't.
Yeah, and that's Spencer. Spencer, that's the question I have. Is like, all right, so he had a nice start the other day against the Blue Jays. I'd like to see him do it against better competition. But the other thing is, remember, up until that fifth inning of the game, his fastball is 90-91. Now, he dialed it up in the fifth inning where he hit 96, but you're not going to be able to throw 90-91-mile-an-hour fastballs and beat the Yankees. It's just not going to happen.
Or Houston, or the Dodgers,
exactly,
or any other team that knows what they're doing out there. And at what point do we look at Alex Cora and hold him accountable? Hold them accountable. These guys aren't playing hard. I can see it. They have an attitude problem. It's a mood swing. The only guy that's got his head screwed on straight is Bogaerts at short. This guy's a gamer. He signed a four-year deal. He wants to be here. He's your leader on that team from a mental standpoint, from a mindset standpoint. Mookie Betts hasn't impressed me. I don't think Martinez has had it the greatest of years. And I don't know what the heck's happened to Benintendi. This guy can't swing anymore.
It's fascinating, Spencer. It's fascinating. He has legitimately turned into, he's a platoon outfielder now. He's a platoon outfielder.
He belongs to the National League where nobody cares. And one last thing. I'm sorry, I'll go quick. That's really disturbing to me is this David Price. He's attacking Dennis Eckersley. We all love Dennis Eckersley. I don't know a person in my town that doesn't love him in his commentary. He's bright. He's articulate. He knows the game. And this David Price has no business running his mouth the way he does. He hasn't earned it because he doesn't treat people well. He treats the media like crap. He treats the fans like crap. All he cares about is the money. I want him out of here. I want to package him up with a bunch of baseballs and a Nick's roast beef sandwich and get him out of here. That's what I want.
Appreciate the call, Spencer. Shout out to Nick's roast beef, apparently, in Beverly. Been there a couple of times. It's in the North Shore. I'm a North Shore guy. I know exactly where he's talking about. Interesting. But nonetheless, with the David Price thing, I don't know how you trade the guy. He still has 3 years after this on his contract. He's under contract when he's 34, 35, and 36 years old. And we all know that this guy has been a controversial figure with things he's done over the years. Nobody's taken on this contract right now, especially considering at this point he's pitching the worst of the season. He had been the Red Sox most consistent starter, and then the other day happened. In the previous two starts, he had been pretty good, but he'd only gone five innings. So maybe David Price is getting himself into a rough patch, and for whatever reason, he wants to be in the middle of controversy once again. Let's get to Owen in Westford. What's up, Owen?
Well, you guys got right what I was going to say, but I say when they were giving up, but I think it's more of their attitude. I think it's, I don't know what the deal is because, you know, how can you go from last year to this year? And another thing is that you think Mancini, even though he's doing really good for the Orioles, he might not be there when they're.
I could see him getting moved. The guy's a good player. He kills the Red Sox. Two home runs today. That guy's a good player.
The Red Sox could get him?
No, I don't think the Red Sox will. I don't think the Red Sox will get him.
No, okay. All right, that's all. Yeah. All right, take it easy.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Owen. But yeah. If I was a contender, I'd be interested in him. Why not? I mean, that guy's a good player. He had a good season. He should have been an all-star this year. And I get they went with John Means for the Orioles, so I guess you can't really argue too much to that. But he played at all-star caliber level this season. Mancini's a good player. Two home runs again today. It seems like every time the Orioles play the Red Sox, Mancini plays well. That's where you're at right now. And this whole thing about they're not playing hard, a couple of people have mentioned that. I don't buy into that. I don't think this team is not playing hard. I just think what's going on is guys aren't living up to the standard that they've been accustomed to, right? So Chris Sale has not lived up to what we've expected from him this season. Now, I get he had a nice start the other day. Rick Porcello's been a mess. A lot of guys in the bullpen have not done what you thought they were going to do, right? So I don't look at it as these guys aren't trying. It's just they're not performing up to the level that we've been accustomed. Like, you look at Rafael Devers, the guy's having an MVP-caliber season. Bogaerts, that dude's having an MVP-caliber season if Mike Trout didn't exist. Christian Vasquez is having the best offensive season by far of his career. So I don't think it's that. It's just the pitching staff in general, and not just the starting rotation, not just the bullpen, but both of those groups have let this team down tremendously. That's what they've turned into. They've turned into a team that is a one-sided baseball team at this point. And that's the most startling thing because you have so much invested in that starting rotation that should not be the case. $21 million in Porcello, $17 million in Eovaldi, MIA, $217 to Price, $145 to Sale, right? All these guys are making big money. You're supposed to be built around your starting rotation, and your starting rotation has been just as big as an issue as your bullpen has. That's the reality of where this team is at right now. You can't just point the finger at the bullpen. The starting rotation has been horrible. There's no way around this. The starting rotation has not been good. And especially considering the fact that you put all the economic resources into that group, they need to be elite. Like the Yankees bullpen, they put a lot of money into that bullpen. Their bullpen is the best in baseball. That's what your starting rotation has to be. The way you're paying your starting pitchers, those guys have to be what's carrying your baseball team. And now the reliability, that's what they are. It's like the Kansas City Chiefs, great offense this year. We saw when they played the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, no defense. That's what the Red Sox have turned into. Great offense. Now, I understand they struggled today. Great offense. But guess what? You have no pitching staff whatsoever. That's what it's turned out to be. You've seen glimpses from guys. Erod's got it going right now, but you haven't seen consistency from this pitching staff whatsoever, and that's the big issue with the team right now. 617-779-7937 is the number. Let's get to Sean in New Hampshire. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. A couple points, if you don't mind. One, as far as the trade deadline is, we need to find out where Mookie Betts is at as far as does he really want to be here, or is it all about money?
So Sean, I believe that'll
find out if you want.
Yeah, I believe that'll be an off-season discussion because I'm with you. If Mookie Betts isn't going to be here long-term and he doesn't agree to a number that you like in the off-season, we've already heard him say that essentially he wants to go to free agency, then you got to get rid of him. It's a bad business decision. If you bring him back next year, he plays for like an arbitration for like $27, $28, $30 million, whatever it is, and then he walks at the end of the year. Not worth it. I don't want them to turn into the Bryce Harper situation in Washington. Just get rid of the guy, trade him, you can get a lot back. But I would imagine they have that conversation at the off-season.
Yeah, and I just say that they really can't be buyers. I mean, they can be buyers, but I don't see how they can be sellers because they don't have much to sell. I mean, you can't sell Benny because he ain't worth nothing, so it's not worth knowing what Benintendi's ceiling's worth more than what you're going to get back for him for what he's playing right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sean, I appreciate the phone call. They could be sellers if they want to put big guys out there. I mean, somebody would go for Mookie, somebody would go for JD. If you wanted to actually sell those guys, you could. But I get what he's saying. The role players, like Porcello's on an expiring contract, so to speak, to use the NBA term. So you could have gotten some for him. The problem is nobody wants him. The guy sucks right now. All right. What do you make of your Red Sox after they drop 2 of 3 to the Orioles? Your number is 617-779-7937. Brian Barrett with you for the next 2 hours or so right here on Red Sox Review on WEI.